The stormy stretch of weather goes on across the Northeast, and overall it looks like it will actually get worse before it gets better as more heavy rain is in the forecast in the coming days. For now, we have rain and a lot of cloud cover around. We've had temperatures held back because of the cloud cover. We're running mainly in the 70s and 80s, but the humidity continues to be a big player, with dew point temperatures well up into the 60s and low 70s. And with all that moisture in place, we are continuing to watch for the potential for some heavy downpours. So we have some rounds of rain and thunderstorms in the forecast through the late day and early evening. The trend should be for the rainfall to come to an end this evening. We will even see a little bit of clearing come in. And with that, we will watch for some areas of fog to form. It'll be a warm night, but not exceptionally warm, as temperatures fall back into the 60s to right around 70 degrees. As we roll through the day tomorrow, we'll see the cloud cover come back into the picture, and also we'll see an increasing threat for rain and thunderstorms as the day moves along. And like we've seen recently, some of that rain will be heavy at times as we work through the late day hours into tomorrow night. Temperatures will be held back again because of the cloud cover. We're basically targeting highs tomorrow in the upper 70s and lower 80s across New York and western New England. Unsettled weather continues as we work through Friday into Saturday. We'll have periods of rain and thunderstorms. It doesn't appear that it's going to be a complete washout per se, but from time to time we are going to be seeing those periods of rain come on through. And with all this moisture in place, the threat for heavy downpours will continue. So as we work towards the end of the week, we're going to have to be on the lookout for at least the potential for more flooding. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of scattered thunderstorms or showers, mainly this evening, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, an increasing threat for rain and thunderstorms, rain may be heavy at times, high in the upper 70s and lower 80s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of showers or thunderstorm mainly this evening, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, an increasing threat for rain and thunderstorms. Rain may be heavy at times, high in the upper 70s and lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of scattered thunderstorms mainly this evening, areas of fog, muggy, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, with increasing threats for rain and thunder. Rain will be heavy at times, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, chance of scattered thunderstorms mainly this evening, areas of fog, muggy, low in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, with an increasing threat for rain and thunderstorms. Rain will be heavy at times, high in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Region-wide on Friday and Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy with periods of rain and thunder, high 76 to 82. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.